to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. Ernie, are you still on? Or did Ernie hang up? Okay, Ernie, if you're still listening, I've got a little problem here. My wife's gone, and she took your phone number with her, and I don't have your phone number, so if you would call in, one of you would call in to my phone and leave it on my message machine, your phone number, I would appreciate it, okay? Okay, Lord bless you guys, and thanks, Ernie, once again for all the good work you do to keep us educated as to what our marching orders should be Monday morning. Folks, I hope that you will, like me, get on the phone every 2 days and call in repeatedly on this Law of the Sea Treaty. We're going to lose so much of sovereignty, our sovereignty here in the U.S. if this thing passes, and the globalists are just very gleeful about it, of course, because they don't want us to have any national sovereignty. They want us to be a satellite nation of the Antichrist world government system, the U.N. So, okay, let's see now. We're going to go to other callers here. We've got Dan in Alabama. Brother Dan, welcome to the program today.
Yes, I've got something here about a bill in California. Was you going to speak on it?
Which bill is that?
SB 777. That is the most tragic thing I've
ever... What is that bill?
I will know it by name, probably. All the school kids have to be taught about homosexuality. And another thing, the bathrooms be interchanged all the time. Boys can go in the men's, and men go in the boys. That's in the bill, too.
Yes, incredible. Brother, they are totally sexualizing even elementary school kids today, and now they're, even as you know, bringing down contraceptives to 11-year-olds and having them take contraceptives, which the pedophiles in the schools love because they can sodomize or rape these children all they want to, and they won't get pregnant. I'm very sensitive to this because my granddaughter, 10 years old, was molested by her doctor, psychologist, for a whole year there in Heidelberg, Germany, in the military hospital. And so he would have loved to have her on these drugs so that she couldn't get pregnant, okay? Mm-hmm. So, folks, it's just what Dan is saying, folks. They're totally sexualizing our children, even in elementary school today, to destroy their morals and get them involved in deviant activity. And it just breaks my heart, Dan, breaks my heart.
One thing about one leader part here, it says, Mom and Dad banished by California.
Uh-huh.
Schwarzenegger signs law outlawing term perceived as negative to gays.
Yeah.
So I know it.
It's incredible. Girly man Schwarzenegger over there is in league with the homosexuals and the pedophiles.
With the devil.
Cross-dressers and all that with mm-hmm. the devil. That's right. Oh, Schwarzenegger. I liked his movies, but boy, is he an evil, evil, evil man.
I expect him like Bush. I expect to see horns start growing out of their heads.
Yeah, just like Bush. That's right, brother. Okay, Dan. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, brother, for calling in and giving us that information. Did you have any more information for us?
Well, that was the most important thing. I want to get that out.
Okay. There. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, folks, I keep saying that today there is no reason for you to have your kids in the government brain laundry, because they're out to destroy your children, folks. And you can homeschool so easy at home with a cheap computer from a computer company for $250. You get on the web, and all the information in math and English and history is right there on the web. Teach your children. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and I've got a funny for you. I've got a funny little ditty for you. We talk about such serious stuff, folks, and it's so important that we do so because we have to be informed. As God says, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And we are demanded by God to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness in Ephesians 5:11, folks. Ephesians 5:11, we're supposed to expose the evil, dark deeds, the unfruitful deeds of darkness, okay? And then Psalms 94:16, I know you can quote it by heart because I use it every week. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? God ask us. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? And then the second part of it is, who of you will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Well, our listeners do. Praise God, hallelujah. Because we want to please the Lord, and we want to get caught doing what he wants us to do when he returns in a heartbeat, okay? But I want to share something funny with you here, folks. There is no cop out there, and also no homosexual out there that doesn't know that Larry Craig was asking for sex in that bathroom. There is no homosexual that doesn't know that. And the logical common man and woman out there knows it too. Because how would a state senator or a federal senator know to go into a bathroom and use the exact techniques for soliciting sex from a guy in the stall next to you if he didn't know what they were. First of all, he went in and looked into the very eyes of the police officer in that stall, and the officer looked back into his eyes so that he knew the color of his eyes, and then he went into the stall and tapped his foot repeatedly as a signal, and then he puts his foot over into the next stall and taps on the shoe of the guy in the next stall. Now, how many of you guys or gals have let your foot get out of control and go over and tap the shoe? I mean, how far you have to reach to do that? To tap the shoe of the guy or girl in the next boot? And then taking your left hand that his wedding ring was on and running it underneath the post between the two there, the separator between the two, underneath the over into the other side of the stall. So it's just crazy. But of course he's trying to convince the world that he's not a bisexual, okay? But I've been studying this, and people have brought me articles showing that other homosexuals have come forward and said that they have had sex with Larry Craig in men's bathrooms and other places. So there's no doubt about it. But you want to see something funny, folks, you want to go to this website and watch the little movie, the little movie of Senator Larry Craig in the bathroom stall, okay? It's really hilarious, okay? And it's about 2 minutes long, but it's funny. It just cracked me up today, and we need a little laugh once in a while. But here's that website to go to watch this little cheesy video, musical. It's a musical, okay, of Senator Larry Craig in the bathroom stall. All right, here it is. ERTEL. ERTEL, I guess it is. ERTEL. At the at sign, AZ, like Arizona, financegroup.com. Okay, it's one word, AZ, financegroup.com. And that's, once again, ERTEL at AZ, financegroup.com. And that is a personal email site, but ask that guy at ArizonaFinancialGroup.com to mail you that little two-minute video of Larry Craig. It's really funny, okay? I can't think of the name of the troupe, but there was a homosexual band back in the 60s. One was dressed as a police officer. One was dressed as a Indian. One was dressed as a blue-collar worker, and a few others there. I forget what they were dressed as. And they were a very popular homosexual band, okay? And I can't think of their name right now. I don't know why I can't, but I can't. But anyway, they're in the stall next to Larry Craig, and they're singing a song, okay? And it's really hilarious. But every once in a while, folks, we need to get a little bit of laughter in, okay? Sad that Larry Craig is what he is, but Bush Sr. is a pedophile. We know for sure. We have the evidence to prove that. And Bush Jr., from everything we're seeing and being told of the homosexual websites and all, and his own activities, that he is a bisexual himself. And Rudy Giuliani, I guess the case is in on him. He's a cross-dresser. He wears bras and panties all the time. Rudy Giuliani, Giuliani, I call him. But anyway, let's go to John in Tennessee now. John, you're on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty well.
Good.
Listen,
good.
First of all, Dan that called in earlier, what he was saying, just a quick comment on that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get to the reason I called. They've actually made it illegal to use the terms mom and dad or mother and father in California schools.
That's right.
Okay, so that is illegal. Now, the reason I called...
It's a bias crime in California now.
It is. And, Jack, the reason that I called was I was doing a little bit of research on the web and actually stumbled along a website that I thought you might be interested in.
Okay, let me get my pencil going here.
Okay, right. It is World Parliament, which is P-A-R-L-I-A-M-E-N-T.
Spell that again for me.
P-A-R-L-I-A-M-E-N-T.
Okay.
gov.net.
gov.net. Okay.
worldparliamentgov.net.
Okay.
And, Jack, this is... it's unbelievable to me. This is something that is based in Colorado.
Yeah.
It is actually a organization, and I forget what their letters stand for, but it's WCPG, and then they have another organization that have actually written a proposed world constitution.
Uh-huh.
They have a list of sponsors, and one of the sponsors... the names that you might recognize, I told another audience earlier this week that it was Wesley Clark. It's not Wesley Clark. It's Ramsey Clark, who was actually the U.S. Attorney General, I believe, during Carter's administration.
I believe you're right, brother. Yeah.
But he is one of the many, probably 100 or 150 sponsors from around the world that are sponsoring this site. They've written a constitution. They've got an online petition that they're actually asking people to print off and have their churches sign and get churches involved in ratifying this proposed world constitution. So for anyone that we know in church or at work that doesn't believe that this world government agenda is real, they call it a conspiracy theory, take them to this website and let them see the names on the list.
Okay,
from all around the
www.worldparliamentgovernment.net.
That's correct.
Good. Okay,
that'll take you to the site, and there's more than one. I mean, there's quite a few names that we would recognize from the United States, Great Britain, the French mime, Marcel Marceau.
Yeah.
There's other leaders and, you know, governors and mayors of the United States that have been involved in this, and it's something that's it's pretty close, you know. And what's strange, Jack, is that this organization is based in Colorado, and from everything that I understand, is I'm looking for our government in Washington D.C. to move to the Colorado area.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard anything about that or not.
I have not, no. But I know that world government's going to be out of the Holy Land. The Antichrist world government system is going to be based in the Holy Land. That's why we're taking over all the land in the Middle East right now.
But that I believe that is where our nation's government is going to wind up, somewhere in Colorado.
Colorado.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I've been doing a little bit of research on it. They redid Stapleton International Airport. They built a new airport. And I've seen some photographs of subterranean levels of that airport that are pretty amazing.
Oh, yes, I've seen those too, brother. Hey, thank you, John.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Lord bless you. Take care. Yeah, very interesting, folks. Good information coming in today. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, folks, very much, that you get in here with good information today. One thing I want to tell you, folks, is that... our dear brother Steve Wahlberg, who wrote the fantastic book for Christians, End Time Delusions, that prove how we've been deluded as Christians, and he proves it from the King James Bible, folks. And you need to get that book, End Time Delusions. You can write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Send us $13, and we'll send that book out to you. It's very vital that that book gets out and about. I've been getting it, sending it to all my relatives and friends. And End Time Delusions by Steve Wahlberg. He's a Christian Jew, a Hollywood producer. And I'll be right back and tell you about his new book, Demons in Disguise. I'll be right back. And then we have other callers on the line, too. We'll be with them.
¶¶ Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam. Just to put this out, I'm going to have Steve on the program probably next Sunday. But his new book, Demons in Disguise, is really something, folks. What he's laid out here is so important. So many of the television shows today are people talking to dead people. And he lays out here in a very valuable book the articles, or let's say the sections of the Bible, that God is talking about staying away from the dead. Don't even talk to your dead relatives. Mainly, folks, it doesn't matter, because unlike what you're being taught on television, that your dead relatives will respond to you, and or to respond to somebody else that'll charge you money to tell you what your dead relative told you. The Bible states, folks, repeatedly that our dead relatives are in the grave. They're in the grave. They don't communicate with anybody. They're dead in the grave until our Lord calls them from the grave. Read the Holy Bible. That's what it says. So these are demonic spirits that are acting like Aunt Matilda and Uncle Bob and all your relatives, Granddad Stratton, my granddad, who's been in the grave a long time, but they, they will not communicate with you folks. These are demonic experiences that you're having. I had somebody tell me one time that they walked along the beach with their grandmother and talked to their grandmother. Folks, this is impossible. God in the heaven is the creator God of the universe, heaven and earth. He created people. He also knows what he's talking about when he says in the Holy Bible that your relatives are dead in the grave until he comes back and calls them out. And so it's so important, this new book, Demons in Disguise. Steve Wahlberg once again has done it with laying out what the Bible says and how we're supposed to stay away from these demonic spirits that we think are our relatives. Okay? And he has quote after quote after quote in here from the Holy Bible as God warns us to stay away from these spirits. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from his people. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. These are the spirits we're talking about, folks, demonic spirits. Do not seek after them. Do not be defiled by them. I am your Lord God. In Leviticus 19:31, folks, and all through the Holy Bible, he's talking about staying away from these familiar spirits, which are demonic spirits, and do not even try to contact them. Because they, what you're going to get, remember your relative, God says it, he knows they're in the grave and they're not going to communicate with you until we get together in heaven one day, which I'm looking forward to if I make it. I pray I do. And so if I have a relative communicate with me, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to say, get thee behind me, Satan. I don't want to talk to my dead relatives because I know you're lying to me, that you're tricking me, and these are demonic spirits to pull you in, to suck you in. And the Bible's full of quotes in Steve Wahlberg's new book, Demons in Disguise. We'll have him on next week to talk more about it. Let's go now to Brother John in Tennessee. Or wait a minute. No? Didn't we already do John in Tennessee, I think? Let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Jack?
Hey, doing okay, brother.
Yes, that band you were talking about is the Village People.
Oh, yeah, the Village People. That's who it is. Well, this is a real cute cartoon, and it just broke me up. I had to watch it twice because it was so funny when the guy in the next stall taps his foot, you know, and Larry Craig and him communicate, and then they Larry Craig says, "Your stall or mine," and he says, "I'll meet you outside," and they come out, and it's that black police officer in the Village People, and Larry Craig screams and jumps back in his stall and slams the door. And then the whole group of Village People comes out and sings songs to him, and he opens the door. It's really funny. It's hilarious. But anyway, I thought it would give people a laugh. And, boy, today, Brother George, with so much serious stuff going on, it's not bad to have a little laugh once in a while, is it?
No. We go crazy we don't have a laugh.
That's right.
You know, you're speaking about Steve Wahlberg's new book.
Yeah.
I have a lot of experiences. Back about 15 years ago, I rented an old house. It's like about one of the earlier houses.
Yeah.
And it was an orphanage.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, they're saying the place was haunted with little kids running around. I experienced what they call a demonic haunting. And they were telling me, get these demons and all that stuff. Well, the thing is, I had to move out of that house because
yeah.
Lord God said, do not cohabitate with them.
That's
it's
right,
not time
brother.
For
I would have moved out, too. I'm glad you had common sense.
Well, can I say something on the other side of the break?
Sure. Yeah, hang on. Yeah. We'll be right back, folks, with George in Florida. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Jack McLam program. Let's go back to George in Florida. Brother George, continue on there.
Yes, I know it's going to be Halloween, and to your listeners, there's the thing I have to warn them about. You may be, some people may be tempted to go some famous haunted hotel where room 17 is haunted and go live in there, or go on a ghost walk through one of these ghost tours. To don't go on them because people have been known to get attachments. If you've ever been into the Disney's haunted house ride and they have Beware the Hitchhiking Ghost, well, it's the same thing with demons. You can get yourself attached to one of these demons and bring it back with you.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
And
Brother George, did you ever read the book The Sword and the Switchblade?
By Nicky Cruz?
No, it was a... I can't think of his name now. Wilkerson. He was the top warlock at a college down in Southern California, and he had witch cults. He had these female witch cults, and he was a top warlock. And he one time kidnapped a young girl on the campus there and took her to a sacrifice at one of these witches' covens, and they sacrificed her and raped her and everything. And she lived, and they took her back to the campus and dumped her off after the ceremonies. And she was a Christian gal, and she came to David, and when he was on heavy, heavy drugs and almost dying, David Wilkinson was his name that wrote The Sword and the Switchblade. And in his book, he describes all of this and talks about having these witches gather around in a circle, and they would literally conjure up demonic spirits to train them how to conjure up demonic spirits. And some of these young girls would lose control of the spirit that would come up through the middle of the floor, and that spirit, if the girl lost control, he would slash her with his long fingernails and tear her up. And he describes how he would lay in bed at night with his wife as he became a Christian, and the demonic entities would actually come into the room and throw him out of bed up against the wall and try to kill him, and his wife would have to get out on the floor and pray as these demons were pouncing on him to try to kill him because he had become a Christian. And so these things are real, Brother George. I know you know that, but many of the people out there don't know that when they use their Ouija boards and they do all of these seances and everything, that these demonic spirits can go home with you and have severe consequences. Isn't that true, George?
Yes. I went to a place down in Tombstone, Arizona. I went to what they call the Birdcage Theater.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to be, by the New York Times back in its day, that was supposed to be the wickedest place in the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, it had a lot of killings. It was a brothel. I mean, it was a gambling house. It's now a museum, but I walked in there. I couldn't stay in there long because it was so filled with demonic entities that I became nauseated. I became dizzy. And
wow.
You know, I felt like the light being so I had to get out of there. I mean, the air was heavy. And the thing is, I've been physically attacked too by demons. I remember one time, I didn't know one of my high school friends, I let her stay with me, and I realized she got into witchcraft, and I seen shadow figures. I mean, literally disembodied shadows around my home, and the air became heavy. I had to go to church and pray. And the next thing you know, the power of God got her out of my house.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the air lifted. The air was nice and peaceful again.
Praise God, brother.
And the thing is like I say, and these government people, they're Satanists too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and like I say, I've been physically attacked. I had bricks thrown at me. I mean, I had disembodied voices. And the thing is, these ghosts are not like Aunt Little Mabel, who was 90 years old, who died in her sleep in a rocking chair. And
right. Absolutely. Listen, George, I got to get to one more caller, but thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's absolutely true. I've had friends that have gone through the same thing, George, and it's nothing to mess around with, is it, George, these demonic spirits?
No.
Yeah.
Never tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen, brother. Thank you for calling in, George. God bless you, brother. Okay, my dear sister, fellow warrior, Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, welcome to the program, sister.
Thank you, Jack, and I'll just follow up on just a couple comments about your last speaker.
Yeah.
It was interesting that Coast to Coast last night had a special guest with the medium and how he was an expert in this field and how, you know, they solve crimes. And,
oh, yeah.
And then, you know, we've got the show Haunted House going on constantly. And
right.
Then we've got the own medium. They're really, really pushing this, Jack,
they're
in a major
heavy,
way.
They're pushing it heavy, pushing it heavy.
I noticed that. This has become, it's mainstream now. I mean,
yes,
it's full force. So it's a good thing you're having your guest on next Sunday so people can have a fairly idea what they're dealing with, contrary
right.
to what's being put out by the mainstream press and their television.
Amen.
But your
yeah.
other caller earlier was talking about that California bill, and it is
right.
a California bill. What's important about that bill that he was mentioning was that Governor Schwarzenegger has already signed off on it.
Yes, he has. He's passed it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And the reason why that is so important, as you know, California legislation is the pacemaker, pace setter. I wish it was, but pace setter for the other states. So
it is.
We've got to stay close on that one, too.
Yeah, we always knew in Arizona, right next to California, that whatever California passed, we would be passing next, and it pretty much happened just like that.
Right. Senate bill in California is 777.
Uh-huh.
And the Ron Paul's campaign, if anybody wants to check and see how he's as far as the donation situation and his popularity, they can go to www.ronpaul2008.com.
Okay, once more, give that one more time.
www.ronpaul2008.com.
Okay. Good.
And if they'd like to contribute, they can call 1-877-RON-2008.
Once more time. One more.
1-877.
Okay.
RON-2008.
Okay, and just dial that out on the phone.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
okay.
For your listeners to be calling on the Sea Treaty, it's lost all right at sea, but to call their senators for their dissatisfaction of losing our sovereignty, and we do not want to participate or have any parts of, we want this dropped at all. The phone number at the Capitol is toll-free. Is 877-851-6437. That's a toll-free number.
One more time.
877-851-6437.
Good deal. Okay.
Now, the toll-free number, if they have problems getting through and they prefer to use the other, is 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it. 202-224-3121. And the best thing they can do is let the senators know that we do not want any, we do not want to be a part of the Sea Treaty whatsoever with the UN. And our total dissatisfaction. And as you know, Jack, this will undermine our sovereignty. And you imagine giving them authority for an international tax? I mean, we are taxed to death to begin with.
Amen, sister. That's right.
The average taxpayer, Jack, is already paying 60%, and that includes your state, your federal, your excise, your sales, your property.
Sure.
It goes right down the list.
And over 60% today, sister. That's right.
And worse yet, our middle class is being totally destroyed by this. And to give them authorization for an international tax, as corrupt as I call them the useless nations, but to give them that authority is totally outrageous. And if anything, and as you know, Jack, the number one cause for divorce is finances. And they
today.
Right. And they can't understand why the divorce rate is so high. Get the pressure off of the families today, but to put more pressure on them by this taxing authority is just totally outrageous. They are just hell-bent on destroying the middle class in this country.
They sure are. We can't be merged to third-world nations that have no middle class if we have a middle class, so they're out to destroy the middle class, folks, just as Leslie said. So let's get on this. We have to be warriors for God and country and the republic here, and the only way we can do that is do what God said, rise up against the evildoers, stand up against the workers of iniquity. And Leslie, sister, I'm so proud to serve with you because that's exactly what you do.
Well, thank you, Jack, and I'll get back to work and finish listening to your show, and great job today, Jack.
Thank you. God bless you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Leslie in Virginia, another great warrior for God and country, folks. As many of our listeners are out there that know that duty is ours, consequences are God's. That's true, folks. Consequences are God's, but it's our duty to stand up against the evildoers. And that's exactly what many of our listeners do, praise God. And I'll tell you what, folks, I get the impression as I read my Bible at night and talk to the Lord afterwards, say my prayers, that I believe as never before in hundreds of years. Well, let me back off on that. Say in the last 100 years anyway, that we are impressing God. I truly in my heart feel that we're impressing the Lord today, because so many people are waking up and not just sitting around singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, waiting to get to heaven out of here in the rapture. But we're doing what God told us to do. God works through people, and he needs people. He can't do anything. For example, how can we take our nation back if our people don't do what he told us to do in Psalms 94:16 and 2 Chronicles 7:14? 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he says, if my people called by my name, Christ Christian, for example, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and them themselves turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And folks, that's the escape clause in the Holy Bible for our time, for God to heal our land again. But did you hear what he said? My people. He didn't say the reprobate Satanist George Bush turned from his wicked ways. He didn't say the sold-out Congress and the Senate to turn from their wicked ways, or the Supreme Court turned from their wicked ways. He said, if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. I will heal from heaven, will forgive their sins, and heal their land again. God has taken his hand of protection off of America, folks, because we deserve it. We kill 1.5 million children in the womb every year, and we just side with criminal government all the time, which makes us aiding and abetting criminal activity and demonic activity of our government today. The ministers are teaching us to obey government, obey government, obey government. And this is wrong, folks. If you read Romans 13, you'll find out that God talked about obeying only government leaders that obeyed the Word of God. That's what it says. But our ministers miss that point. They stop reading. They don't read that we are only obligated to obey those that obey God. And then we must obey godly leaders that obey the Lord Jesus Christ and his laws. We are obligated to obey them, but not evil, demonic leaders like we have today, reprobate leaders, treasonous leaders, antichrist leaders like we have today in the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court and the White House and the military. Our leaders are... And also, not just that, state leadership in almost all of the state leadership, the state houses, the governors, are globalist and are working to set up this Antichrist world government system. We're not obligated to obey these people. God tells us to stand up against the evildoers. And many of them are in government today, these evildoers and workers of iniquity, folks. So don't be tricked by your minister. Your minister, God bless him, has gone to seminary, where in the early 1900s, all of our Christian seminaries were taken over by God's enemies. And they went in and misled our ministers today that are in our government churches. Our ministers are actually licensed government ministers today. And they only preach 30% of the Word of God, because if they preach the other 70%, the government would come crashing down on them, because it tells you to stand up against evil government and stand up against workers of iniquity and the evildoers out there. Enough said on that, folks. Enough said. I'm sorry, I get carried away, but I want to tell you, folks, that there is nothing more critical than what Leslie was talking about and Ernie and John and George. Nothing more critical than what they brought up today, folks. And The most important thing is we cannot get our country back, and Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, knows this. We cannot get our government back by coming back under the Constitution of the United States. We can't do it because God's law is what gave us the Constitution. God's law is what gave us this free nation, Christian nation. And if we don't put God first and please God and get back on our knees, as 2 Chronicles said, and pray and ask forgiveness for having God thrown out of this nation, we cannot win our government back and our freedoms and destroy Satan's minions that are in control today by getting back under the Constitution. It will not work. Who was it? Was it Madison that said the Constitution was written only for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate for the government of any other? It will not work if we just come back under the Constitution. We have to come under God's law first. Okay, we'll be right back to sign off the program here after this break. Be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I just want to say to you folks that Reverend Howard Beale in the UK said it right, and we should bear this to mind. It has nothing to do with nuclear bombs being built or fighting world terrorists. It's about massive death and destruction and a world war which will bring to God's enemies great earthly powers and control of the world over a short space of time. That's as if we don't stop it. If we don't rise up and please God, folks, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're going to be under this very dangerous and deadly world government system for a short space of time. Let's go to J.G. in California. J.G., welcome to the program.
Hey, Brother Jack.
We got about 1 minute left, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, Jack, what was your impression of or your perception from your contacts as well as what I'm checking into, you know, because we've both been in the trenches with our background. What's your perception in your contacts approximately when they may declare martial law? Will it be not till the North American Union takes over, or could it plausibly even be before 2010, as Dr. Jerome Corsi said?
Well, I think it may even be sooner than that, brother, because they're planning on purposely crashing the economy, running gasoline up to $6, $7, $8 a gallon to crash the economy and putting us all on foot and making life so bad in America, and also, of course, blowing us up again to put us under martial law internally. The international criminal elite that controls the nation plans on doing more false flag bombings in America. And sadly, it looks like they're going to hit our school kids. I got two more articles here, Intel papers, on them blowing up school buses and school children to make the American people so angry that they will accept martial law and the total destruction of their constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, that's what it looks like, and we need to pray all the time, every night, to ask God to bind their hands and destroy them if they even try to give the orders for one of these false flag bombings again. And God will do it if enough of us pray. He says, where two or more gather together in my name, I will honor that. And so I ask all the people to pray every night that God will bind their hands and not allow them to do any more of these false flag operations. What do you think, JG?
Yeah, I know. That's what I admire, because you are one of my heroes, Jack. And, you know, I've got a friend in government, Jack, that wanted to make you a promise, and because I can see that you never know, because the Lord changes miracles, and he just wanted to say that if he could make a statement to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let me put him on here.
Okay, we're just about out of time.
Yeah, hi, Jack. This is Bill Clinton. You know, I just want to say that Hillary and I made to make a change to promise you and all your listeners that they'll never send me to Secretary General, and I will turn my life around to Christ no matter what I do. And I promise that I will honor my Boy Scout honor, everything that I've been taught, because it's just the demons, like your other caller said, that got into my life, and especially over at the Bohemian Grove. Now, we have to jack our listeners up, but let me let you go, Jack, and get back to JG tonight.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye, Jack.
Bye-bye there, Bill Clinton.
Right on. And if you need me, Jack, I'll be there for you.
Okay, Bill. You know I'll call on you.
Well, if you need a voiceover, let me know.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. God bless you, JG. We're out of time, folks. Totally out of time. Sorry about that. But it was a good 2 hours. And God bless all of you for calling in and sharing your great information with us. Folks, pull out 2 Chronicles 7:14 and read the escape clause for America today. We've got to do that. We've got to impress God. Don't forget Psalms 94:16, our marching orders. And Monday morning, call about the Laws Sea Treaty. God bless all of you. Have a great day. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day. With